You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Libby Schaff won Oakland's seat for mayor 4 years ago. Since then, the city has experienced some major changes, from a rise in homelessness to a tech and real estate boom, plus multiple NBA championships. Now, Mayor Schaff is campaigning for re-election, and she's up against 9 other candidates. KALW's Janae Darden met up with Mayor Libby Schaff in a peculiar place. They spoke about why the mayor wants to keep leading the city.
So I am in the back of Mayor Libby Schaff's minivan because the other place was too echoey where we're going to interview. So you're in a position where, you know, this money is coming in, you know, with tech industries, but there's also people suffering on the streets. How do you work with both of those communities?
No one deserves to spend a single night on the street. And I'm very clear with people. These are not drifters. These are Oaklanders. These are people who have lived in our city for generations. And to be surrounded by so much wealth and that stark contrast of more and more people living on our sidewalks is offensive. It is a moral outrage.
Okay, so there was that building that's $8,000 a month to rent, the units are. And I know you said that, you know, you support market rates when it comes to real estate. However, I know some people felt like who are struggling, they felt some kind of way about when you said that.
I'm very clear that my number one work every day is fighting displacement. And market rate housing is one of several strategies to do just that. Because the people who are moving into Oakland, they can afford the pricey new housing. And if we don't build it for them, they are pushing out people who are here now out of the existing housing. We've got to expand the supply of housing. And because now we've got impact fees, we've got more protections, we've passed bonds for affordable housing, some of that construction is actually generating either affordable units in the building itself or a payment into our affordable housing trust fund to build more housing elsewhere.
So the Tough Sheds, I know it was approved for the Tough Sheds to be built by the Henry J. Kaiser Center. What is that going to look like in the near future, and what's the next steps after that?
Okay. So the Tough Sheds are an emergency intervention. It is the fastest, most cost-effective way we have figured out to get people off of the streets and into safety and services. I've been so touched by what I've heard from the Tough Shed Cabin community members themselves about how much comfort it's given them to move into this improved situation with the knowledge that this is a temporary stop on a road to self-sufficiency and permanent housing.
Since we're talking about the streets, another issue is dumping. Mm. I know you said when I saw you at the Allen Temple debate, you said you talked to the DA and she said she didn't have the bandwidth to prosecute people because the dumping is just so, there's so much. So what can be done and what have you done? I know you have a block party, and can you talk about that too?
Sure.
Not like a block party, but.
Call it the bulky block party. Yeah. We are approaching the problem with the traditional 3 E's, which is increasing the eradication. We've expanded our dumping crews, so we're picking up more faster. We're not waiting for people to call to complain. We know where the hot spots are, and we're just going to pick them up. We're increasing enforcement. We have 4 cameras out. While it's been a little disappointing, they haven't caught more people. And believe me, when I called the district attorney and told her that her staff had said that they don't have the bandwidth to prosecute the cases that we brought them as a result of those cameras, she said that she will make sure that the bandwidth is found. So she she herself had a reaction to that news. And then finally, it's education. And we've got to do more to make sure people know that this is unacceptable behavior. I believe that the service model we have with waste management is not working. And that's why we brought the bulky block parties to Oakland. And they have been hugely successful. Three Saturdays where Oaklanders could come between 9 and 1 with as much junk as they wanted, not worrying how many cubic feet it was or whether it had two or three tires or how many mattresses. Just bring whatever you've got. We help you unload it. We don't charge you a cent. And you can be on your merry way. We had more than 1,000 Oaklanders take us up on that offer.
I want to talk about art. So what have you done and what do you hope to do if reelected to keep more artists here? Because a lot of artists I know have left because they can't afford to live here.
Oakland isn't Oakland without its artists. So one of the things that I think I've been good at as mayor is hustling other people's money. And I was very pleased to bring several million dollars in philanthropic money to really preserve the artist community in Oakland. We are in the process right now of bringing back the Cultural Arts Commission, as well as bringing in these new funding sources to really look at art spaces, to look at how our zoning codes either harm the creative community or help it. We've already put forward legislation, for example, to change the cannabis regulations because we saw cannabis warehouses pushing out live-work folks. And, you know, I hate talking about one of the hardest things that's happened for me as mayor, but the ghost ship tragedy. But to come out of that moment with a very clear directive that we have to balance life safety with housing security for our creative community.
You have talked about how you are going to stand up to Trump and protect the city from Trump. What does that look like for you?
Well, it makes my lawyer and my husband very nervous.
Oh, no. And we are in your minivan. Your husband wants to keep his minivan in your house.
He's like, honey, could we have discussed this before you did something that could have landed you in jail? I'm like, no, that's not our relationship, sweetheart. No, seriously, this is the time. I mean, everything that I struggle with as the mayor has its roots in institutionalized racism. Institutionalized oppression, everything. And so if I can't stand up to that when it is coming from the highest office in the nation, I have no business being the mayor of Oakland.